Dave Moore on Today FM.
Father John, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How
Very
are
well.
You?
John, now I know as a director you'll have to have seen this movie because obviously
yes,
you directed, you sat
many times
on the edit, I'm sure. Paul, have you sometimes actors haven't seen them? Will tonight be the first time you've seen it, or have you seen Parabellum?
I saw a work in progress fairly close to this, but
yeah.
I haven't seen the finished,
the polished thing.
And so I'm excited to see it in this setting,
not,
too.
There's some big surprises.
I've been cut out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, John, you shot three endings?
Yeah, there were a couple of different. Well, yeah, we experimented a little bit with the ending.
And why give yourself that much choice? You know what I mean? Like, why?
Well, because it's digital technology, so you just keep shooting it.
Right, okay. You're not paying for film.
Yeah.
Remember that movie Clue? When
yeah.
It came out and there were different endings in different
yes.
theaters and you didn't know which one you were going to get.
That's such a great idea.
It's kind of like what we're doing with this.
Yeah. Paul, your character Rick. So he's a musician. He's living in Crumlin. What a beautiful scenario he finds himself in. But dreaming big. You're speaking, I think, to a lot of artists around the world who are, whether they're writers, directors, visual arts, whatever, they're probably living somewhere where it's not LA, it's not Hollywood, it's
yeah.
not the zenith of where they want to be, but they're all dreaming about that. Did you feel that in your character, that you're representing a huge swathe of artists around the world?
I didn't grow up in either of those places, LA or New York, or in the middle of the country, and I knew what I wanted to do, and I was trying to get something started in Kansas, of all places. I fully recognize the plight of the struggling artist.
Sure.
I still feel it often.
Actors always say that, in fairness, that they do. I mean, no matter who you are, you need to get the next role. The next job needs to happen. Directors the same, John. Yeah, like you just, it's not one of those regular careers.
Yeah.
And there's something specific about music as well that to it's other people that have the expectations about where you should be as a musician that add, if you're a working actor, you're working, but if you haven't made it as a musician at a certain time, you kind of carry this weight of other people's expectations, because there's such a particularly now that there seems like only room for like the Taylor Swifts and the Beyoncés of the 50,000 seat stadia, or nobody.
Mm.
The in-between bands that we all grew up on that made a really good living.
Yeah.
They played reasonable venues. They're shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So the kind of that in-between respectable life of a songwriter, that's vanishing. And it's adding, I think, the pressure to an awful lot of musicians to like, what do I do with this? Do I put it on Instagram and my followers see it, or do I put a show on that nobody comes to? Or it's trickier to navigate.
It is, I agree, because I think you and I both grew up, I was a musician as well before radio, and obviously you were too, and a lot of my friends, my peers, have gone on to forge careers as professional musicians now.
Yeah.
Are they on TV? Are they selling out arenas? No, but they make their living through music, and I have such admiration for anyone in any art form who chooses that and the struggles that you have. And now, as you said, now in 2026, it is a different world again. So there was a lot that rang true to me, certainly watching, Paul's version of Rick and that whole scenario.
I'd say hats off to anyone who's pursuing anything that they love, all the struggles, everything else, part of it. It's challenging, but if you're living your life because you're doing something that you feel you need to do, go for it. And it's, it can be frustrating.
Yeah. But what the end result?
What's the alternative? You don't even pursue what you are
exactly
here to do.
He can sing, this fella, can't he?
You very well.
Yeah. No. Seriously. But also, he can write a song, can't he?
Well,
because
I wrote the bits that you don't remember, and Gary wrote the bits that everybody's singing after the movie.
Now, John's musicianship comes through not just in the music that he's writing the songs with Gary, but just even when we're filming, sometimes there'll be a guitar around, he'll be strumming it, or the piano's on set, he's playing it. And the way that he'll direct is musical.
Yeah.
And I always feel like with a real musician, it's just in the bones. There's something different about a real musician and somebody, that like me, that just can play a few chords. on a guitar.
No, but you're more than that. I'm a guitar player. I watch your fingers. You were playing the right chords.
John is a musician who happens to direct movies too.
And you use music.
That's a great excuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
For not, whenever I'm not, like whenever I get a bad review, I'm like, I'm a musician first.
Come on.
Paul said it. The directing thing is just.
And they told me I was a musician too, with a really good voice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing though, because you could, Paul, you could obviously hand over the singing to the Paul Rudd singing impersonator.
Paul Reed.
But you didn't, like, and it was really convincing, like, that you could have been a musician. I genuinely think that.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. It's my dream, for sure. I always said the worst part about being an actor is that it's not a musician.
Although now you get to act as a musician, so maybe that all works.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I'll ask you a question.
Click both boxes.
So what's it like, because I am... I was in a few bands, as you mentioned, and occasionally, like, when the band would be out having lunch, I would, like, go to the rehearsal room, go up to the lead mic and put on a guitar on my own, and go from bass player to lead singer in my head. And it's the difference between, it's such a big difference. It's the difference between on an airline pouring some coffee for somebody and then saying, do you want to fly the plane? It's and you think it's not, because the seat's just over there, it's just a microphone, I can do that. And I went and did, you know, and you realize, or like the front man or front woman or the front person in the band, there's a reason why they're there.
I couldn't agree more.
So did you find, like, actually doing that in those scenes, like in the wedding and in the stadia that we did the scenes in, that was like, how did you do that and not feel like I don't mean imposter syndrome, but like, what's the job of being the front person?
Well, I mean, I think being on stage in front of people is not such an unfamiliar feeling, just having done plays and things like that. Even if I was off to the side, 20 feet from stardom and doing that, I would still feel that imposter syndrome and panic that you don't... There was a real kind of nervousness, I think, with this that I haven't ever really experienced before, because I've never done this kind of thing before. Sure. And so, like everything, you just kind of pretend you're okay with it and try and make it look like you're comfortable.
Well, you did a great job, honestly. Yeah. To both of you, I love Power Ballad so much. I cannot wait for all of my audience to go and see it. It is absolutely amazing. Congratulations on it. All right, thanks.
Great.
Dave Moore on Today FM.